Praise the Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
I know you are ready to hear clear vision with the Lord. And that's what you have, clear vision. Clear vision means uncomplicated, clear, simple vision with God. And that's what we're all about here, with clear vision. And I'm Rose. And boy, I'm excited about the program today. We have a title of this program that is going to just blast your socks off. It's called The Crooked Made Straight. The Crooked Made Straight. Oh, how many people have their lives all crooked up, have them all complicated up. How many people watching this program right now are suffering and struggling because their lives are so despaired and discouraged? Well, let's get on in the Word and get your crooked places straight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's look at Isaiah 44 and 5 because God has something to say about this. And you know me well enough to know if you watch the program at all that I'm going to stick to the Word with you. I'm going to read that Word. I'm going to speak that Word. I'm going to minister that Word and the power of it beyond anything that you've ever seen in your life. I'm like Ephesians 3:20 God, able and willing to do far above all we can dream and ask. So let's read in Isaiah 40, 4 and 5, and I'm going to read it in the Amplified Translation. And I don't have my 26 Translation Bible with me today, or I'd get into there, but we're going to start with Amplified in Isaiah 40, 4 and 5, and you can see it on the bottom of your screen. Every valley shall be lifted and filled up, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked and uneven shall be made straight and level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory and majesty and splendor of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Today is that day. Tomorrow will be that day. Next year will be that day, beloved. You're watching right now, and you are so despaired. But the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The crooked wilderness, the crooked places, are a symbol of God's power to us, of His power to us to change people's lives. Your life can be changed. Your life can be made new. Your life can be made whole in the power of Almighty God. Isaiah foretold this in that scripture, Isaiah 40. He was foretelling this, that the crooked places shall be made straight and the rough places smooth, and Jesus fulfilled this prophecy. Jesus came and made the crooked places straight. He fulfilled this prophecy. And in His ministry, He made the valleys low. He made the valleys that were so low in people's lives high. He took you out of the valley. He's taken you out of the valley and put you on the mountain. He's made you the strong mountain. It says in the scriptures in the Old Testament, by the favor of the Lord, you are a strong mountain. He's made you a strong mountain. And He's made the way straight in the way of anyone who will believe in Him. I know you believe in Him. And I know you want Him in your life if you don't have Him. You can't not want God. You can't not want Jesus in your life because today, right now, Christ is ready to come into your life if you don't know Him. And if you do know Him, He's ready to expand you, enlarge the place of your tent, give you power to overcome any and everything and come out of every valley that you're in. God wants you out of despair and depression in your life. He doesn't want you discouraged, living in lack, wondering how things are going to work out later today, wondering what kind of situation is going to happen in the court date you have tomorrow, wondering what's going to happen if that husband that leaves you for another woman is divorcing you, wondering if your husband is going to leave you. That's not God. He's not wondering about anything. He knows that He has nothing but good and blessings planned for your life. He makes your mountainous problems into plains, flattens them out, See, when you speak to mountains of despair and discouragement in your life, and you speak to mountains of lack in your life, and you sow that word of strength of God and confidence in Him, then He levels that mountain, levels it. He doesn't just poke away at it. He completely levels it and makes it flat as a pancake. He takes the crooked, twisted, confused aspects of every part of your life and makes them a straight, blessed highway to move on. Oh, I can't tell you how many people call Rose Ministries from watching the Clear Vision program, and they tell me that their life is so rocky. Their life is so messed up. They don't know how they're ever going to get out of it, or their husband's life, or their child's life, or their mother's life, or a friend's life, anybody. And they talk about it and talk about it. And I have to stop them and I say, honey, listen to me. God's word is the truth. God's word says that He smooths the rough spots along the way. And there will be rough spots. There will be trials, troubles, and tribulations. But God says, through His Son Jesus, He said, rejoice. In the world you will have troubles, trials, and tribulations, but rejoice, for I have overcome the world and deprived it of power to harm you. Nothing is too great for God's power. Nothing. Nothing. Let me give it to you this way. God is bigger than anything going on in your life. He's bigger than anything that could come up to go on in your life. He's bigger than anything the enemy could bring against your life. He's bigger than life. He is life. God is life. Life that shines as the light to the world. And He's put Himself, His light, His life of Himself into you so that you can be that light wherever you are. And you may need to step up today. You may need to step up to the glory of God. You may need to step up to the glory of the Lord in you. You may have been living in that low place, in that valley. I don't have valleys in my life anymore. Oh, I used to. I had them all the time. I lived in them, and I was always trying to get out of one. And I was always singing, oh, if I could just climb that mountain. No, I'm not climbing any mountains anymore, and I'm not trying to get out of any valleys. I've been through divorce. I've had diagnosis of cancer. I've had diagnosis of hepatitis disease, given a certain amount of time to live, lost my eyesight. You think the enemy hasn't tried to come against me? He didn't know exactly what day was coming, but he knew God had big plans for me. Big plans. And what are those big plans for me, and what are they for you? That you stand in the power of God. That's the big plans God has for you, that you stand in His almighty power and you be the victorious person that God has called you to be. God will go out ahead of you and scout out every path before you. He wants to make certain that your path is clear to travel. Are you facing some horrendous situation in your life today? An illness, a divorce, a legal matter? And you don't know, you are sitting there, you're going, I have no idea how this is going to turn out. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You know because God knows. And He says He's going to give you favor. He says He's going to make the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth. But you have to talk like that. You have to believe that. You have to walk in the wisdom and the understanding and the knowledge of that. God will take rocks out of your path. He'll take bushes, thorns, and He will build bridges. I know what it is to face financial difficulty after a divorce. I know what that is. I know what it is to think your life is over and you'll never, ever get to do anything you did before. I know what that means, but I also know what God says about it. And He doesn't lie. The enemy's the one lies. The enemy's the one that comes against you and says, oh, it can't work out. There's no way you're going to get through this. Oh, you just better look at the circumstances and figure them this way and figure them that way and stay up all night figuring on them. No, God says, go to sleep. I'm going before you. I have the crooked places made straight, and I have the rough places made smooth. God says, I'm going to widen the narrow places. Oh, how many times have I gone and faced a situation, and I know you're facing it too, where it just seems so absolute impossible, it could never work out. Well, honey, it can, because God is in charge of you, and when you agree with Him and you trust Him, He makes the narrow places wide. He opens and widens places you never dreamed possible. He'll remove threatening robbers. Oh, is there not people trying to rob you? Is there not the enemy using people to try to rob you of relationships in your life? Rob you of your finances. Rob you of your joy. Rob you of your peace. Rob you of your comfort, of your health. Yes, there's robbers in the earth. Yes, they're roaming this earth like roaring lions, looking for who they may devour. Well, the may devour is not me. I don't agree to it. I don't agree, and I will not be devoured, because God is ready, and I know He stays ready to give me and to give you His protection. He wants us to have His protection. He wants us to have His blessings. He wants us to be His great blessing. And He knows we can't be that, and we can't have that if He doesn't step in our lives. He knows that. Oh, you can take care of it for a little while. Sure you can. You can figure it all out and make it work for a little while, like losing weight or being sweet enough to your husband or your wife so that, they forgive you for whatever you've done for a minute, and then you go back to being like you were, last week. You know what I'm talking about. You just say or do whatever you have to do to get back in the house, or get back in the bedroom, or get back wherever you want to get in good graces with whoever. But that doesn't last. But what God does is lasting. What God does is eternal. When He changes you, He changes you forever. But what you have to do is change your thinking. Change your thinking. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. And I'll be back with you in just a minute to continue this message. And we're going to hear amazing things that God told me. Stay with me. Be sure and write down the numbers on the screen and order your book and your DVD. And I love you so much. I'll see you in just a minute.
Order today your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Let God establish you in His power. Stop seeing negative circumstances as greater than they are. You are God's strong force on this earth. Learn to start seeing yourself as God's established Strong Mountain. Rise up blessed every day. Order your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Request today offer number 25 titled Strong Mountain. You can support this ministry with a seed gift, a monthly gift, or a one-time gift. Just send your donation to Rose Ministries, Box M, Bergen, Kentucky, 40310.
Glory to the Lord. I am so excited about being with you today. And I know you're excited about being with me, because we're talking about things that make your life better, that give your life hope, that brings the glory of the Lord into your life, the crooked places made straight. And while you were watching the offer there, the promotions, you saw the offer for the DVD Strong Mountain. And I want you to order this DVD today. It is a scripture out of the Old Testament that says, "By your favor, O Lord, you have made me a strong mountain." Let's get you established in God's power and the security of what you have in Him. Let's get you stop seeing negative circumstances as greater than they are. Let's stop making mountains out of molehills, as we say in Eastern Kentucky and in where I come from. Let's stop doing that. And let's become the strong mountain God's made us to be. And you are God's strong force on this earth, and He wants you to act like it. And then we have our great little devotional book, 30 Days, The Champion in You, and it is full of Scripture. 30 days of Scripture, 30 days of teaching, and 30 days of prayer. So I guarantee you, when you get these two pieces, you read this little book and the Scriptures and speak these Scriptures out loud, speak the Word of God. then your life will be changed because your mind will be changed. And when you change your thinking, God changes your life. So get the numbers off the screen, call in, let me pray with you, and order those two pieces. We're talking about being on God's paths. God's paths are not crooked. His paths are not rocky. His paths are not crippled. His paths are not narrow. They're wide. They're wide with His grace, wide with His mercy. And I want to share with you another scripture in just a minute, but before I do, I'm going to read you an awesome word that God gave me 3 weeks ago. And He had me write it down, and every bit of it's scripture, but this is the way He said it to me. He said, there is no more time left. There's no more time left to cry. There's no more time left to be weary, to tire of doing good. There's no more time left. You've come to the place, my place, of great joy, great strength, great honor, great justice, great wealth in all places. No longer cry out to me. Beloved, God said no longer cry out to Him. I said, Father, what are you talking about? And He said, I want my children to understand. I am right here beside them. I am beside them. I'm here with them. They don't have to hunt for me. They don't have to cry out to me and holler at me and scream at me to help them. I am right here with them. My response is quick, swift, and complete and thorough. There will be no more delays, no more distractions or confrontations. No man or nation will be able to stand against you. Wow. God has put you in a place. He's brought you into this straight, wide place that nobody can stand against you. No evil can stand against you. Finances, health, emotions are not the issue. There are no issues. God says there isn't any issues. He's put you in a place of rest, trust, and security, and you're carved in His hands. Carved in the palms of His very hands. My word. And you're in His presence. He says, you're in my presence. My authority, my power, my hope, in my goodness, you are in me. Beloved, you are in the Lord. You are in the Lord. And it's time for you to get out of the cow field and get out of the cow piles. Now, I know what I'm talking about when I talk about cow fields and cow piles because I have a farm. And I tell people all the time, when you get into anger and frustration and unforgiveness and discouragement, despair and whining and crying, you're walking out in a cow pile. And you're in that field with the cows. And if you go where the cows are, you're going to get in a cow pile. So just get out of it. Go back to the gate where you went in and come back out. God says, here with me, there is no destruction. There is no lack, no loss, no despair, no threat, no evil, no hurt, no harm. There is no harm in God. There is no threat. There is no evil. There is no hurt. His peace covers you. He says, my peace covers you. My peace is in you. You are in my peace. You're in my love, my hope. You're in my voice. You are my voice, He said. Oh, beloved, you are the voice of God when you say what He says. You are the presence of God when you say and do what He says and act like He does. Jesus said it. He said, the Father and I are one. If you've seen me, He said, you've seen the Father. I say what the Father says and I do what He does. If you heard me, you've heard Him. You can say that too. If you say what God says, if you speak this word every day of your life and you stand up for the power of God in your life, then you're going to be saying what God says. You're going to see those crooked places made straight. You're going to see them made straight. You're not just going to talk about them going to be made straight. You're going to see them made straight. And when you call the ministry and you have us pray with you, you're going to see the crooked places made straight. And the rough places made smooth. You are my arms. You are my eyes. You are my hands. You are mine. You belong to me. God says you belong to Him. That's Psalm 29. Psalm 29 says, my voice has spoken. I, your Lord God, gives you unyielding and impenetrable strength to bless you with peace. Beloved, it's time. It's time to thank the Lord and listen. It's time to listen to the Lord. 2 John 1:6. 2 John 1:6 says, and this is love, that we walk in obedience to His commands, that we hear as we have heard from Him from the beginning. See, back in Genesis, way back here in the beginning, it said, God created you in His image, and He gave you dominion over everything creeping, crawling, thinking, breathing on this earth except another person's will. You don't have that dominion, but you've got dominion over your hurt. You've got dominion over your discouragement. You've got dominion over your finances. You've got dominion over lack in your life. You've got dominion over anger and frustration and unforgiveness. You have got dominion over that. You have got kingdom living. That's king dominion living. Kingdom means you are in the kingdom. You have king dominion living. That's what it means. And His command is that you walk in love. That's the bottom line of the whole deal, isn't it? That you walk in the love of the Lord and you stop all that foolishness about how who hurt you and wha-wha did this and wee-wee did that and hoochie-coochie did that and how you can't get over it and you don't know what you're going to do about it. What you're going to do about it is trust the Lord. What you're going to do about it is obey the Lord and sow the Word. Sow your heart, your mind, your time, your life, your finances, everything that's precious to you. Sow your finances. Oh, but Rose, you don't understand. I don't have. Yes, you do. If you have $5, you've got something. If you have $1, if you have one penny, you've got something. If you have $5 million, you've got something. If it's financial and God's telling you to sow that so He can bless you and make you a blessing, then sow it. Sow it into rich ground, whether it's this ministry or wherever the Lord shows you. Sow what God tells you and where He tells you. In the name of Jesus, and do it immediately. We want to run around like drive-through at McDonald's. We want to give everybody a quick pat on the back. Amen? We want to give them a quick pat on the back and a piece of advice and thank them that we've had a chance to talk with them and tell them we sure hope they get out of the struggle they're in. No. And you might even go so far as to give them a scripture or two, mightn't you? I had a pastor's wife call me this past week, and she was so despaired, so discouraged. And her husband didn't have time for her. He's the pastor of the church. He didn't have time for his own wife, his own family. I don't care what you think about it. It's wrong. You don't do that. You take time. You take time to comfort somebody. You take time and show the compassion of the Lord God to them. You take time to show Him the mercy that He has for them. You take time to encourage them. He demands the same thing from you that He requires of Himself. God requires you to walk in love and be compassionate. And when you walk in that love and you are compassionate, your crooked places will be straight. God won't have a whole lot to straighten out in your life. The best thing to do is let somebody know. Let them know that you're listening to them and that you hear them. God tells us every day in His Word, I never will leave you or forsake you. I hear you. I know you. I knew you before I created you in your mother's womb. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's own womb. I know every word on your tongue before you speak. That's how tuned in God is. Are you tuned in today? Are you tuned into this program? Are you tuned into the Lord? Are you tuned in and concerned? Are you tuned in knowing that everything that God wants you to do, you can do. You can care. You can be attentive. You can take your focus off of yourself and put it onto somebody else. You can take your focus off of other people and start letting God help you take care of you. I know a lot of people who don't take care of themselves either. I want you to take care of you. I want you to care for yourself and other people. God wants that. He wants you to open your heart today and listen to Him. He wants you to respond to somebody's needs. I'm so blessed today to have had this program with you. And I have a special surprise today. My Miss Bailey's back with me. She came up today to be a blessing. And Bailey, you're sitting over here waiting for me to call you on. Come on over here, honey. She came up with me today and drove up in the car, and she knew that I was going to be ministering on Crooked Places or Straight. Hey, sweetie. Hi. And we got you wired up. And you have a necklace on here that says, I love G and J. Who's G and J?
God and Jesus.
You, sweetheart. You don't ever quit, do you? Mm-mm. Well, you came up with me today, and you were studying in this book here that we are offering everybody, the 30 days, and you had a scripture, and we've got 30 seconds. Is that right, honey? 30 seconds. Well, it's not long enough. What was the scripture? 2 Peter?
I'm growing in divine favor, and I expect it all the time.
What is that scripture? 2 Peter 3:18. Tell somebody real quick about that scripture. Tell them what you want them to do in 5 seconds.
To just expect God's favor because He's always wanting to bless you and plant new seeds in your heart.
Amen. Glory to the Lord. We are so glad we are with you today. Bea, thank you for coming
You're welcome.
Thank you for being my granddaughter. And thank you for being the youngest evangelist in the world. You're welcome. We love you. We'll see you next time. And until then, remember, God is His Word, and He loves you. This is Rose and Clear Vision. Talk to you soon. Call me.